So it prevents
All right,
editing.
we're starting. I hope that, the show goes on.
Oh, and tear it up again.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some man you just can't reach.
Live from at least 6 feet away, it's the Spike on the Mic Show. Now here is your host, Spike.
I said spike check one, spike check two, spike check three. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And I mean good evening. Welcome back to another. After a month of hiatus, welcome back to the world's number one award-deserving show, the Spike on the Mic Show. We've been nick and tuck. We've been pulling and stringing, trying to make sure this thing stays alive, stays afloat. In case you missed us, no longer miss us, because we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back at who knows how long and how far, but we are back for this episode here. So we're going to put some naughty nothings in your eardrums and make you go, damn, I miss them jokers. They are award deserving. When I said they, you probably wonder who I am because we've been gone a while. Let me tell you who they are. They are what we like to call the resistant fighters. Coming at you from an undisclosed location, this is the man we like to call PWs. PWs, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like a man who was not allowed to die.
Yes. I don't know if we're going to talk about that, but...
No, I don't want to talk about
it. Did you smell bacon?
No, I wish I did, though. And I would have been sure.
Okay. Well, here's another man that might be smelling bacon in the future. He is the one. He is longing. Mr. Hanging Chad. Hanging Chad, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like a guy that's glad to be back and see my buddy P-Dub killing it.
Whoa.
I see what you did there.
Yes. Well, we're here, ladies and gentlemen, for one reason and one reason only. It's a no-brainer. The only reason we're here is because of the voice of reason. Voice of reason, how you sticking?
Yeah, that's a great joke to do on radio.
Yeah,
really. Nobody can hear you.
Yeah.
He's still doing it.
Yeah, really.
He's still talking like he's unmuted.
Yeah, I feel like we're having to relearn how to do all of this.
No, actually, he did that on purpose. He thought that was funny.
Oh.
I didn't think that was funny. Let's see. Oh, I was just sitting like a guy who's looking forward to a great show. Now that I've got my mic undone, it'll probably be even better.
All right. Well, we're glad to have you here. And a voice you heard that wasn't even introduced. You know, that's what we like to call starting early out of the block. You know, like if you're in the Olympics, the guy says, "On your march, get set," and the other person takes off. They have to shoot the gun twice. That was
Mark.
Yeah. Oh, it's Mark or March?
It's Mark.
Oh, so they can't do it in April, huh?
No, yeah.
No, they can't do it in April.
Yeah.
Only in March.
In March.
Well, let me laugh a minute. Okay, so why you do this, Billy? How you sticking?
I am sticking like one of the people that didn't allow it.
Oh, the smell of bacon?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. She was one of the ones arguing with.
On your march. I'm sorry. I'm going to go back to you guys in there, but I got to finish this thought. It's on your march. Mark.
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 It's on your mark. Your mark. Your starting mark.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Not march.
No.
All right. March. So now, before we get too hot and heavy into the show, we have to explain for the listeners that may have been wondering what happened to us and what's all this bacon talk. So, Billy, I'll let you elaborate on the bacon.
The bacon, smelling the bacon in this context would mean that you have left this mortal coil. And PW was dangerously close to smelling the bacon recently.
And apparently I was begging to smell bacon. Please let me smell the bacon. Just leave me alone.
I love bacon.
Huh? Stop sticking me with needles.
Okay, well, we're glad that you didn't smell any bacon. So stop eating pork, okay?
I'm still wanting some bacon. No.
Bacon. No, bacon. We don't want bacon. All right, so ladies and gentlemen, that's what happened is PW was incapacitated for a while, and he is the man who has the on-off switch to a lot of the things that we do on here. So
all of the on-off switches.
Yeah. Well, damn it. Let me pretend to have a...
Oh yeah, you got that big one over there.
Okay. Yeah, really. So we had to recoup, and think about what we're going to do. And fortunately enough, PW is back with us to hit his on button switch. So we're back, ladies and gentlemen, to give you the number one award-deserving show, because we are still a caller-driven show.
He's feeling good. I want to add, he's feeling good. He's feeling gooder.
Speaking of goody, I am talking with them jokers, but they're not talking back. So anyway, I'll get back to that. This is the only road trip show where you can give us a call at this particular number here, 813-699-3900. That's 813-699-3900. You give us a call, we will let you drive the show, or we'll at least talk about it. I will be remiss to say that I haven't checked our emails. You guys can give us a call at thespike@. This is hard if you're trying to pick up sponsors if they're listening to this. I was trying to do this right.
You can tell. I have an idea. Write stuff down.
Oh, that'd
be it. That. Yeah.
Yeah. The problem is, I didn't think about this until just now.
Yeah.
So I couldn't have wrote it down if I didn't think about it back then.
I know. You need to also think of it earlier.
Right. I know it's thespikeonthemic@gmail.com. Try that website there and hit us up and let's know. I'll check it and we'll see what happens. I'll let you know.
Make sure.
Or just go to spikeinthemic.com and there's a place where you can contact us right there on the website.
That's even better. Go to, what is it, W?
spikeinthemic.com.
There you go. And hit us up with something and we'll talk about you and we will love to hear from you. All right. So now to jump right into the show.
Yeah.
If memory serves me correctly, one of the most favorite things we love to do on this show is called the Big A Word.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do the Big A Word.
The word of the day. It's the word of the day. Oh, 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 oh. It's the word of the day. It's the word of the day. Oh, 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 oh.
Ooh, ooh. And pretty, that was pretty good. That was pretty good. What the Big A Word of the Day is for any of our new listeners or anybody listening is that every show we like to educate our mind, we like to mold and expound our knowledge and our repertoire. So I give the resistance fighters a Big A Word of the Day, and then they tell us whether they know what it is, and we go back and find out who knows what the Big A Word of the Day. These are words that you can use at your everyday travels while you're at the water cooler or you're certain spots. The Big A Word of the Day is, which I am going to play three times, and the resistant fighters are going to be in total silence so they can hear it and so that our listening audience can hear the Big A Word of the Day.
And I'm going to type it in the chat so everybody can see it visually.
No. We have that too. Here is the Big A Word of the Day.
Rectitude.
All right, that's the first.
Rectitude.
What second?
And it locked up.
Rectitude.
Third.
So you guys heard it correctly?
Yeah, three times.
All right. Let me see if I spelled it right. Rectitude.
That is it. That is actually, you spelled it correctly.
Rectitude.
That is rectitude. So let's go around the room and ask the resistant fighters, do you know what the Big A Word of the Day is? I'll start with you, Hanging Chad.
Yeah, do you want me to say it?
No, I will come back to you.
Okay.
Miss Billy, do you know what the Big A Word of the Day is?
I'm going to say no, but I'm trying to think of a funny definition. So come back to me.
You don't give away the yeah. horses. Yeah. Okay.
What?
You don't give away the funny part because
she broke her joke. She broke her joke.
Yeah. That's it.
No.
You broke the third wall.
I haven't told my joke yet.
Yeah, but you set exactly, it up as a joke yeah. when you're not supposed to.
We all know it's going to be a joke, so we probably won't rectify it. Oh, wait, that's not
rectitude
right.
it.
Yeah, really. Voice of reason. Do you know what the big A word of the day is means?
I think it's having the proper mindset to participate in recreation.
Okay. Hanging Chad, he gave me no answer, so I said I'd get back to him. Mm-hmm. Billy said, I think I do. I'll get back to you.
Mm-hmm. Voice of reason.
I asked the voice of reason, and he tells
me. I said, I think it's, didn't you guys hear me? I said, it's
yeah, we heard.
Having the
yeah,
proper
the
mindset.
Problem.
That's the problem, yeah.
To participate in recreation.
PW, do you know what the big A word of the day is?
No, but I think I had it.
It has something to do with the state of your derriere.
Oh.
All right, so this is what it is.
Go ahead.
When you're driving, you know that when you get, have you ever got in it or know anyone who's ever gotten into an accident and the other guy gets out of the car all mad and screaming, saying, it's your fault, and they actually cause the wreck? Well, not, that's the rectitude.
Yes.
Ah.
Oh, that's the one I was going to do.
So
no, you already did yours.
Yeah, yours. Okay, so
twice.
Yeah, y'all know my favorite saying is you punish in private, you praise in public.
All right, okay.
Billy, that's how you do it with Hanging Chad.
Right.
Take notes.
Yeah, that's how you did. Okay, so now.
You got to set it up.
Billy, what do you think rectitude is?
I said it has something to do with the state of your booty.
That was the joke that you're trying to remember?
That was my definition of rectitude. I already said it.
I don't. Okay, let me try mine because I want to set mine up.
Okay, set yours up. Go ahead.
Okay. You know, like when you're getting ready to participate in like a game with other people, and you're not feeling great. Your coach wants to get you in that state of mind where you have the proper rectitude for recreation.
Oh, okay. That's actually pretty good. Oh, you shouldn't have come out the gate with that, though.
I will next time.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Okay, so my point of saying is, you guys are missing the whole point of the big A word of the day. The big A word of the day was supposed to educate you guys. We're supposed to make you guys
smarter.
Oh, I'm supposed to give you what it means, don't I? So all you guys were right but wrong. Rectitude, the big A word of the day, it means moral integrity or righteousness.
Nice.
Or the quality or state of being correct in judgment or procedure.
Well, then check.
So it's like having a righteous attitude. It's like being, it's like thinking that you're right above everybody else and you're superior.
So when they told me I had to bend over, they were just, hi.
Yeah.
That's like, what I was going for.
So
can you raise up your rectitude a little?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the feeling.
And you have to adjust
after a colonoscopy. Yeah. That's your rectitude.
Mr. Fenton, can you please adjust your rectitude?
Right. No. Wait, I just came up with it's the state of anticipation of having your first colonoscopy. You're in a rectitude.
Okay, all right. I like that. But if I was judging, I have to give Hanging Chad the gold star. That one was a good one. You wreck and you get into a wreck, and then you have a
rectitude.
Yes. Yeah. I like that one. All right, so with that being said, let's do topic-changing music.
All right, it's been exactly 1 month since we've changed from a topic to another topic. Here it is.
I like to call this topic here, No Good Deed Goes Unpunished.
No Good Deed Goes Unpunished.
Okay. This story here is, I'm just going to read the story. There is a man who opened up a store, a brick and mortar store, selling heroin and cocaine.
Okay.
Right? Now, this guy, Jerry Martin, he was 51 years old. He opened up a store in Vancouver, Canada, where he wanted to give people the access to clean drugs.
Oh, sure, yeah. Okay.
He wanted to challenge Canadian drug law. What he said was that he believed that people were self-medicating themselves for their trauma, and as long as they're going to do it, he wanted to provide them a safe way of doing it because, you know, the drugs on the street could be lined and laced with morphine and amphetamines.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Ketamines and catamarans.
Catamarans.
All that other kind of stuff. So Martin built the very first drugstore. That was the name of it. Like, isn't that creative? Drugstore. It was the first brick and mortar shop. And he openly sold drugs that he tested, that were tested it to be clean and pure and didn't contain any fentanyl or any
other. I thought we weren't going to say that one.
Fentanyl?
Yeah.
Oh, any other harmful. Now, tell me what this word means. Adulterants.
Oh, stuff that doesn't belong in there. That's an adulterant.
Oh, I thought maybe it's like.
Actually, an adulterant.
There you go.
I thought like
it adulterates the purity of whatever it is.
Funny. I was going to open up a store where I sold sterile guns and bullets.
All right. So if I walk into a Chuck E. Cheese, do I adulterate the place?
No.
No.
I'm an adult, and I go in there where kids are.
That's not the same.
No.
Not what it means.
Yeah, I was trying to be funny, and you guys lost.
Well, I was going to say it was because you were tall, but.
No, no, no. It's no, you said adulterants, and I was wondering. Okay. So anyway, he says that I'm giving the addicts I'm giving them addictive drugs, and I want them to be safer drugs.
Oh, yeah.
And what you get on the streets. He wants to save lives. How do you think the story ended? Did it? Voice of reason. Well, I never mind. How do you think the story?
I did my crackpot research, so I'm going to abstain from answering this question.
I'm going to say that the police agreed with. Came to this place, he explained his situation to him, what he was doing, and they agreed with him, and he's still operating the store today.
Good one. How about you, Hanging Chad?
I think he got arrested for however many pounds of drugs he had in the building on, I don't know.
Great landing. All right, pal. Yeah. PWs?
I think they used their police laboratory to determine that his drugs were just as dirty as everyone else's.
Oh, all great answers, but no. Homeboy, he got arrested 24 hours after opening his store, and he died of overdose from cocaine fentanyl.
What?
Like, he OD'd on his own product.
Oh, yeah.
So he proved he went out of his way to prove that he was totally wrong.
You can do more because it's cleaner.
Yeah, so we can.
Yes. Yeah, but the irony of it all is that he was trying to say, I'm giving you guys cleaner drugs that's not laced with fentanyl. And that's what he OD'd on. So I guess he was trying to get – so maybe he was getting all the drugs that were laced with adults and cleaning them up.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
And then taking the dirt?
Yeah. That's what he did. Okay, so
I have to say this about the fentanyl. When I broke my arm, they gave me fentanyl, but they gave it to me in such incredibly minuscule. It completely took my pain away, and I never felt high, but it completely took my pain away. And they were giving me micrograms, where you hear about people ODing on full on grams of fentanyl. I can't imagine how potent that drug is when they gave me a fraction of a drop and it took all of my pain away.
Did it smell like bacon bits?
to her arm.
I don't remember smells. I don't remember a lot from that time because I really was in a lot of pain.
So Billy, what I'm hearing is fentanyl can also be used for good.
Yes, it can be used for good, but I can't imagine what dumb people, ignorant people on the streets, you know, that aren't paying attention to what they're doing. When I hear of a fentanyl overdose, I just imagine they took.
They have a broke arm?
Nah, they didn't have a broke arm, and they took, you know, two drops instead of an eighth of a drop that I was given, and they died.
Okay. Right,
were they giving other people that, or just people with your last name?
There you go. Good joke there, boys. Good joke. All right. Well, so there's good deed goes unpunished. The man was just trying to do the right thing, and he paid the ultimate price.
He took too much of his own product. Yeah.
Serious. All right. So let's go ahead and are you still with us, W?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Head down. All right. So let's go ahead and
homework.
Let's go ahead and talk to our sponsors real quick.
Oh, okay. I must press the sponsored button.
The Spike and the Mike Show is brought to you by SavingMyFoot.com. Manage your health, eat healthy, know your numbers, get off the couch. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you entertaining talk and cool blues 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And by MOA Capital Mortgages of America, helping clients with their mortgage needs by providing a complete mortgage analysis and checkup for purchases and refinances. And by RadioSt.Pete.com and its sister station, Sunshine 96.7 FM, bringing you the best in local music and entertainment. And by Pisces Design Fashion Studios. If you don't have a look, we'll give you one. Visit us on Instagram at Pisces Design Studios.
Welcome to Hooters!
Politically incorrect since 1983.
The official home of race fans.
All right, we'd like to thank those guys who've been with us from day one through day 6,000 and helping us out. But we hopefully that will increase on our sponsorship. Thank you, guys.
Do you realize, speaking of that, we're coming up on show 500.
Ooh, according to my notes, I'm at 504.
Oh, we're 495.
Yeah.
I think, Spike, to commemorate the 500th show, you should pay all of your people on the show
$500. $500.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I'm thinking that's a great idea.
Okay, yeah, just to, you know.
I'm trying to find where is their suggestion box on this mother.
I just gave it. Yeah, no, we just created it.
Where is that? So wait, email the show at what is it? Spike at spikeonthemic.com. Yeah, that's a good idea, can you, Chad? So let's go ahead and do our homework projects. Let's do the homework.
Ooh, okay.
Come and do your homework. So what we do here in this segment here, we let the resistance fighters participate and give what they like to say, some interesting homework segments on the show. So let's start out with the first one who did a homework. Voice of Reason, did you do your homework?
Oh, yeah, I did. Sure, I did. Of course.
Do I have to say what is it?
Go ahead and do it. Okay. My pet peeve is, and it's really a bit of an anger, actually, is when automobile engine sensors go on strike. They get tired of working. I mean, there they are. They're sitting there. They're saying, I'm doing all the work here. I'm sensing things. I'm constantly on alert. And I just don't want to do it anymore. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to get a replacement. And what do? They make your car, sometimes they will make your car go slower and slower and slower. And then then you have to take it to the dealership and get the sensor replaced before it'll work again. And the only thing that's wrong with that, with the car, nothing's wrong with it. No, nothing, absolutely nothing, It's just the censor said, I don't want to work anymore, so nobody's going anywhere.
Whoa. Okay. And so you that really pisses you off and grinds your goat?
If they just didn't put the censor in their first place, your car would have been fine.
Oh, so you're talking about my story.
Well, anyway, actually, I'm talking about
your homework.
Yeah, really.
Stealing your thunder.
All right. Well, thank you for that. Your homework. All right. So let's do the next homework. Miss Billy, did you do your homework?
I did do my homework. On this day in history, July 10th, a very famous lady rode a horse.
Oh.
In the year 1040.
Yes.
What was her name? Daddy.
Miss Godiva Chocolate.
That is the correct answer. The famous Lady Godiva rode a horse through
Coventry, I believe.
Coventry, that's it. Coventry. And she was naked.
Bare naked.
She was uncovered.
She was uncovered.
In Coventry.
I know.
Coventry. Please tell the story of why she did it.
I know that you can verify this, Billy, because this is your story. But she did it for the people. She actually did it for the people. And there's sort of an implied agreement that nobody would look. And that she could do this because it would lower their taxes. That if she did this, her husband would not raise the taxes.
What? I've never even heard of this. I've heard of Godiva Chocolate, but I've never heard of this lady.
Yes.
Is this a history thing?
I didn't know they had high taxes. High cactuses. You said cactuses.
Go ahead, Billy. In the year 1040, Lady Godiva rides naked on horseback through Coventry, according to legend, to force her husband, the Earl of Mercia, to lower taxes.
That made no sense.
Only one person looked. They sort of broke the contract.
Yes, he had poor rectitude.
Do you know who that was?
Yeah, the guy who wrote the story.
Nope. His name was Tom.
She rode that horse with no clothes on.
Hello?
She probably had poor rectitude.
That's where the phrase peeping Tom comes from.
Yeah, one guy peeped.
The one guy that peeked was Tom. And he was forever, goodness, henceforth known.
Now I'm not believing none of this.
It's a true story. It's an actual true story.
No.
Yeah, don't have poor rectitude.
Yeah. So
from riding horses.
And he was shunned. Peeping Tom.
Let's get this. Let's just dive into this. So they had high cactuses. And
taxes.
Oh, I thought cactuses were way up there. Okay, so they lowered the taxes, and then she said, no, Harold, don't do this to the people. He says, no, I'm doing this, lady. She says, okay, well, I'm gonna ride the horse naked and let everybody see. And he says, well, I bet you won't do it. She said, I will. She said, if you do it, I won't raise the tax. He says, bet. Everybody say, bet. So she took her clothes off, and she went to the barn to get a horse. And the horse barn, the guy said, whoa, well, hold on, lady. You got no clothes on. She says, yes, I got a bet with my husband. Mm-hmm. And he says, all right. So she got on the horse, and she rode through the place. And one guy looked, and she got back. She says, okay, I did it.
Tom saw.
She said, and then homeboy said, prove it. How can she prove it? They went
Tom
and got
saw.
So they went and got Tom.
Yeah, they went and got Tom.
And then Tom wrote it down and it's forever been folklore.
Okay.
See?
I guess.
See? Even you guys don't believe that.
No, I totally believe it.
You believe that she bet her husband. Bet. I bet you won't. Bet you will. Bet you won't. So
I've seen some beautiful paintings of her on the horse.
Naked.
I've seen some pictures of 45 on a beach in a big bikini, but that ain't true.
It's not?
No. Okay. All right. Well, Billy, great homework segment. And what's the thing called? Lady Godiva?
Lady Godiva.
Godiva. Lady rode her Godiva. Horse on this day in history.
Okay. Just for the land the plane, did he raise the taxes?
I don't remember. I don't like read the story that much.
Oh, you know he
did. Let me see.
Never keep up.
No. So you didn't finish your homework then.
Hold on.
If you don't answer all Spike's questions, then that's an incomplete.
All right. So while you figure that out, let's go ahead and go to Hanging Chad. Hanging Chad, did you do your homework?
Yeah. Okay. So I haven't talked to you guys in a month.
Yeah.
That's plenty of time in Chad world for all my hobbies and interests to have moved to another topic.
Oh, yeah.
So what I'm into now.
It only takes about 10 minutes.
Yeah, really.
So what I'm into now is, so we have this house and we're working on the landscaping, and I bought these plants and the plants are dying outside. So my brain turned on and I was like, I should know why this plant is dying. All these plants, it gets expensive. They need to live. So I've been studying plants and soil science.
Ooh, nice. Good job.
All right. So this is what I've learned. If you can get your plant to maintain four things. One is the amount of light, the amount of dry and wetness of the soil, the amount of nutrients, and the pH value of the soil, your plant should live. Now, each plant requires different amounts of these. So you gotta Google the plant and then figure out like how much light, what kind of soil does it like, blah, 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 blah. And they have readers. So maybe next week I'll show you my reader. I have a reader that measures all that. But I planted a gardenia and it kept turning yellow. So I knew one of the four things was wrong. At first, I thought it was the nutrients, because plants need nitrogen and magnesium, and magnesium allows their leaves to be green. The gardenia's leaves were yellow. So I thought it was a magnesium problem. Turns out it was a light problem. Oh. Gardenias like part shade, like half the day sun, half the day shade. But when I thought it was a nutrient problem, I had Googled homemade fertilizer. So what my homework really is to tell you my homemade fertilizer recipe.
Rectify.
Yeah.
All right. So I've been using my kitchen a lot, not for feeding myself, because you know I really care less about food, but making food for my plants.
Nice.
So this is my homemade fertilizer recipe. You eat a banana, you drop a banana peel in a pot. Then you get regular old-fashioned oats, you throw it in a food processor, grind it into a dust. You take a tablespoon of that oats, put it in the pot. So now I have a banana peel and a tablespoon of ground oats. Then you take a tea bag, you cut the tea bag, you pour the tea bag in the pot. You add water, you boil it for an hour. The longer you let it sit, the better. Then you water your plants every 2 weeks with that mixture, and it gives it magnesium, nitrogen, potassium, or you know, everything a plant needs. Like, we need protein, plant needs nitrogen. So it's like a little super water every 2 weeks. So people, if you're a plant person and you feel like your plants aren't, you need to give them that boost, make that mixture, and it's safe and it's made out of clean things.
All right, I need to ask you
question,
an expert, for some help.
Okay.
Roz, you know her.
I know her.
She kills artificial plants.
That's correct.
So for that, you want to lock her up. And you don't want her...
Keep her away.
You got to keep her away from everything.
She just bought a whole bunch of plants and put them out on the lanai.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering how long they're going to last.
Well, they've been watered once.
Okay.
Oh, only once.
Yeah.
Voice of Reason, you have a question for our green thumb?
Yeah. Why don't you use the banana that you ate?
I do. Oh, you mean like the actual banana?
Yeah.
Like the banana? You probably can, but bananas, you know, can be expensive and they're good. So why not eat the good part and then give the plant the part you're not going to eat?
Right, when it comes out. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, he's saying using it after you've eaten it. That's what he's inferring there.
Direct the part. Direct
well, the part. Actually, you know what? One of the other things that came up in my Google search is watered down urine.
Yes.
Right? And I've noticed that Urea. In my grass, Urea. We have not the St. Augustine grass, but the other kind of grass. And our dog will go out, our two dogs will go out there and pee in the yard, and it creates really green patches of grass. But at first, we weren't sure why it was doing that. And it's where the dogs pee, and that's because of the ammonia in the dog pee, and it's feeding the grass in those spots.
Yep.
So it makes sense in the Google search when it came up that if you water down your own pee and pour it on there, you know, it's like adding nutrients to the plants. But I didn't do that.
I only have a couple of questions, Mr. Green Thumb. First of all, you said that your plants need glasses because they have readers. You said
yeah,
that.
I think that's
he's got a reader.
And then, I have a reader.
Yeah, you have a reader. So I thought your glasses had your plants.
So you stick the reader in the plant or like in the soil right next to the plant, right. And glasses. It measures the four things.
I go by glasses, reader glasses. Okay, so the second thing is, you ever heard of the almanac?
The farmer's almanac? Yeah.
Yeah, that's where they did all the planting and the stuff, right?
Okay. Yeah. Well, that measures
that
weather.
Tell you when to plant.
Doesn't it? Oh. Like weather patterns from year to year.
I thought the farmers use the almanac. I guess they use it for weather. Okay, never mind. Forget that one. So, and I don't have any other things. So that was great homework. So now we have to go around the room. We have to judge the homework grades.
PW? I have a question, though.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
What are you growing?
Oh, we have hydrangeas, gardenias. I have two rose bushes. I just grew zucchini and squash, but I planted the seeds too late, so it never really produced fruit. But I'm going to pull those plants up. I made a homemade compost, and I'm going to put those plants in there as the organic material, which we'll talk about composting another. I could go on and on about this.
Oh,
stuff,
this
but...
is going to be great.
Right.
It's a little bit like holding up, like Reasonable X holding up his tomato.
Right.
I heard that putting rusty nails in the soil of a hydrangea makes them, I think, blue.
Yeah, so hydrangeas like soil that's really alkaline, not acidic.
Well, he really is studying this mess.
Yeah, so hydrangeas like a little bit more alkaline. Roses like a little bit more acidic. So you just got to look and see. And the only reason I know those two is because they're in my yard. I don't know every plant.
Mm. All right, so
but if you want to make a soil alkaline, you add lime. If you want to make it, if you want it to be more acidic, you can add like coffee grounds or like other
vinegar.
Kinda, I'd probably water down vinegar, but Google it because I don't know for sure.
Okay, all right.
Or if you don't want to do all this, go to Lowe's and get fertilizer.
Yes, exactly. All right, so PW, we have to go around and we have to judge each one's homework. What would you give Billy's homework on Lady Chocolate?
I would give her an A.
All right. Would you give Voice of Reason?
Oh, I'm sorry. A D.
And then Hanging Chad?
A.
Oh, right. All right. Billy.
The popularity contest.
Yes.
Billy, what do you give Voice of Reason's homework?
I give him a D.
And what do you give Hanging Chad?
I give him an A+.
Ooh. Goodness. All right. Hanging Chad, what do you give Billy's homework?
An A.
And what do you give the Voice of Reason homework?
A B.
Wow. Okay.
What was Reasonable Access? Those voices?
I don't know. It's
See,
something about.
That's yeah. why. That's why I give.
No, I give the homework. I give. I give Billy's homework a B, only because I sometimes like chocolate. I give Hanging Chad the homework an A because this joker gave his plants glasses, readers.
Right.
Yeah. And Voice of Reason, as far as your research and all that, I give yourself a D for that homework. Reason is because I gave you the story about this. That was my truck.
That's true. That's true.
Bro, you did nothing. You did no homework at all.
You know what he did? This is what he did.
Yeah. He looked at the other guy's paper. Yeah.
He looked at, yeah.
Matter of fact, the only thing I have to go on is what I see, smell, touch, hear, and that's it. So,
taste.
What am I supposed to?
Taste is another one of those things.
Where am I supposed to taste? Okay, but where am I supposed to get my information from?
You could read it like Billy did. Well, she read about the, all that
or whatever
history.
But I go out and read somebody else's pet peeve, and then
Chad did months of research.
Yes. Okay, hold on. Let me help you, voice.
He did months of research.
All right.
Probably minutes.
Okay, but maybe you guys don't understand. My category is more difficult.
Ooh.
Mine is my own personal opinion that I have to give out.
That's why you got to be
all on. I can't go out and do
because this. You didn't give your own personal opinion.
Right.
You looked at someone else's paper and gave their opinion.
Oh, no. This is what he did. He asked me about my troubles.
Yeah.
And then said it. That's a spike. What'd you do today? Oh, I fell down. You know my pet peeve is falling down.
Yeah.
Okay. I want you to know that right now I have a check engine code on one of my cars and I can't seem to get rid of it.
Duh.
And I know it's a sensor, and so the car drives fine. Everything's fine.
Yeah,
perfectly.
So now you're adding lying to this.
I had a truck in college that had a light that would not turn off, and I got black electrical tape and I taped over it, and I never saw it again.
Never saw it again.
That's a solution.
There you go.
See, and it probably was a bad sensor. Mm-hmm. I mean, my code is P172, which means right bank is rich.
Ooh, okay. So now I'm upgrade your I'm change your grade to a C now. Okay, good job.
Wait a minute, you gave me a B. Who gave me a B?
I did, because I'm always nice to you, voice, because I think that participation matters.
Oh, okay. All right.
You got to participate.
I don't think you're deserving of an A, but you're not a D student either.
Can we make him a C?
Well, it averages out.
You're trying to make you worse.
I think it averages out to a C minus.
You guys try and find out something to complain about next week and see how difficult it is.
I know what your next week's pet peeve is going to be.
Wait. Do you want to change your homework? Do you want to change it and make it something else?
Yeah.
Okay. So, what would you like to do? What would you like to do?
I'd like to see
what comes naturally that would be very easy for you to have every week. We thought complaint was it, but it may not be it.
You mean like my heart's desire and what I would like to do?
Yeah, like something that's not, like for me, it's always researching new things. So that comes easy to me.
I'm competitive, so I would like to see who could drink a beer the fastest.
Every week? That's not a great thing. That's not it. No.
I mean, mad at it, but
I'm gonna say no.
Yeah,
to
I mean,
that.
It's not the worst idea I've heard all day.
Not even homework. That's just him.
That's just having a drink. That's not homework.
I wouldn't mind seeing him do that though.
Competitive drink. Competitive. Yeah.
As we just hold a can up to our mouths and be like, "Oh, you won."
we'll probably just do this. Pour it off stage. I mean, off camera. And then, all right, or come in with an empty can.
Oh, that's a trick.
Mm-hmm. All right, so think about your homework, voice of reason, and maybe we can up your grade from D's and C's to one day be an A and a B, all right?
All right. My homework was to come up with a different homework for me. But okay. You guys all have to come in with a complaint next time.
No. We understand what you're saying, but let me say this. If your next week's pet peeve is people complaining about your homework, you're going to get another F.
Yeah.
What if you came? What if yours was to tell us something benign, like a tomato?
That's the nicest word in the world.
No, Steve is good at that.
Yeah, that's
naturally a talent.
Yeah.
To try to bore us.
Oh, it does.
Tell you a story.
To bore us.
Yeah, something benign.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll tell you a story.
Not now.
Next time.
Okay, but there needs to be like a 2-minute limit on the story.
Oh, thank you, Hanging Chad. Thank you, because he is starting now.
No, I'm just kidding. Because I went like 5 minutes.
Okay. Yeah, but yours. Yeah, never mind. Okay, praise in public, punished in private. All right, so let's do a topic changing music real quick.
Oh, here we go. All right, it seems like we've had loads and loads of topics, but we actually only had one on the Spike and the Mike Show.
I like to call this topic here Rules and Regs.
Rules and Regs.
Right. Okay, so in my travels, I've seen and done a lot of things, and every once in a while, something would come up to my mind, and I'm thinking, like, are there any rules and regulations for concert goers? So I came up with, I think it was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 things that I want to ask the resistance fighters. Did you think there should be a rule about going to a concert goer? And if you have any, if you have any others, you let me know how you feel about them.
Okay.
All right. One of the things I'm wondering, do you think this should be a rule and regulation about concert goers? Should there be a rule saying you can't throw things on the stage to the artist?
Yeah.
No, because panties and bras should always be thrown.
So you're saying it's a rule they can throw things?
They have to throw them.
If it's undergarments.
So undergarments is allowed. All right, Miss Billy's?
I just feel like that makes the concert more fun.
I'm going to say no to that because of the recent things that have happened recently where, like, artists have gotten physically injured. And I even think somebody was concussed because of something that somebody threw up on the stage. Someone threw a cell phone on the stage and gave somebody a black eye.
Man. Oh,
yeah, okay. No hard things.
Yeah, really. Okay. So voice of reason, what say you?
I think that no, there's even panties. I mean, that. If they're
I don't, maybe panties isn't a bad idea.
If
you don't put a brick in your panties.
Hold on a second. Let me say this. It has to be a yes or a no. We can't.
Okay. Yes. There should be a rule. There should be a rule.
Yeah.
Okay. The answer is yeah.
I'm voting nothing on can be thrown on stage.
PW?
All right. Nothing.
All right. And Billy says nothing. I know he's saying that. All right. How about this rule?
I'm going to say nothing too.
How about this? This should be a rule that you can't touch the artist. You know, like, you know, because, you know, people always, they reached up, grabbing the guy's pant, you got a girl's pant leg. You think it should be a rule that you can't do that? Yes. No rule? I mean, yes or no?
Yes, that should be a rule.
Personal space.
Personal space. All right. How about this rule here?
Yes.
Giving the artist a gift. Like, you know, give them, and you give them some flowers or, you know, they give them your favorite teddy bear.
Honestly, I think it's a waste of money. Like, I don't think any of them keep it. So, really, you're just throwing money away. You might as well just buy their merch.
Right. So, rule, you can't do it, or rule, you can't?
I feel like it should be a rule that you can't do it because one person giving a nice, innocent gift teddy bear gives another crazy person the idea to give them a gift and do something that will actually harm that person. So, I think it's a bad idea.
No gifts.
No gifts.
Is there something in the news about someone getting hurt? Like, I don't watch the news.
Yes.
About this. Okay.
Yes.
Who got hurt?
I don't know. Let's keep moving.
There's a couple people.
How about this a rule? And these are some rules, you know, sometimes you can't enforce it. Should it be a rule that, let's say if there's a Taylor Swift is going to be in Orlando, Miami, and Tampa, that they can't go to all three of those concerts at one time? I mean, go to three of those concerts. If you went to Orlando, you should not be able to go to Tampa and Miami. Should that be a rule?
No.
No, because you're literally knocking out groupies.
You nearly what?
You're like, that's what groupies are.
Oh, okay. I'm just saying.
I mean, that's an age-old custom. Like, why?
And if you can afford to see Taylor Swift in three cities,
yeah.
Yeah, but what about the Taylor Swift fan in Miami or in Orlando that just waited to go to Tampa and they can't go now because these three people done came all over this following around? Too bad.
Yeah, but I don't think.
Okay.
I don't think that ever could be like
enforced,
like drawn to the fact that someone else went. You know, like we're making that up.
Yeah. All right. How about this one right there? How about this rule here? Should there be a rule about filming the entire concert on your cell phone?
Yes. Because I think the artist's work is proprietary.
But you bought your ticket, right?
To be able to view it, but not to be able to record it.
It's distracting to other people.
All right,
well, that too. Yeah.
Like, here's the thing. if you record an entire concert on your cell phone, not only no one you know is going to watch it, you're not going to watch it.
Right.
It's just.
But I have seen where they've put them on YouTube, right? So you can technically sit there and watch Taylor Swift's concert on YouTube now. I mean, it's not the best
on a cell
quality.
Quality, yeah.
But I have seen where people will, like, oh, this is my friend's favorite song, and they'll record and they'll send the song. You know, that's fine. I would
think. A piece of a song.
That's a yes.
But it would be hard. Go ahead, voice.
I wanted to say that the very thing you were talking about, that phone shines a light on everybody behind the person that's
phone. True.
And it distracts from their enjoyment of the show.
So it's a blanket no.
If you want to, maybe if you put like a piece of construction board or something over the phone and held it up so it didn't shine its light on other people.
It doesn't shine light. I don't know what you're talking about. No, it doesn't.
No,
it does.
The phone itself lights up.
It lights up. The phone lights up, and the people standing behind them.
The fact that there's like 10,000 people holding up something in the thing in front of people, the when they're trying, that's super annoying.
Like the arms alone, they're blocking.
Oh, even just right? one.
And artists will say, "Hey, hold your phone up and wave it with your flashlight on." Like, don't do that if you don't want them recording your show.
Yeah.
I'm 5'3". I already can barely see the stage if I'm standing up somewhere where there's no seats. So when there's like, you know, 3 6-foot guys in front of me holding up their phones.
All she can see is the rectitude.
I do
want to
murder them.
Yeah.
I do want to murder them.
So blanket, no recording of the artist's performances.
Yeah. No cell phone either.
Okay.
What about standing?
Don't be talking on
it. What about? Let me finish mine. We can do your.
Oh, okay.
Being that guy. How about this one? This is going to be hard to enforce. What about singing at the top of your lungs the artist's song?
Oh, come on.
That absolutely has to be allowed.
That's allowed.
You think it's allowed?
100% allowed.
Okay.
And like I say, you're there.
But you're also allowed to stick them in the eye with your pen.
Because remember, not everybody can sing, right?
Yeah.
And they could be distracting you from listening to Taylor. You slinging, right. You singing.
Part of the enjoyment of going to a concert is singing that chorus to that song with 30,000 other people at the
all
same
right,
time.
All right, but
especially if the artist is asking you to sing.
Billy, what if also that person who's right next to you keeps saying, "Sing it, Spike. Sing it, Spike." You know?
Yeah, sing it, Spike.
In every line.
Yeah, really. Okay, I got that one. And another thing is, this is going to be hard to enforce. Dressing up like the artist.
I like that. I'm all about dressing up.
Yes.
Do whatever you want. Wear whatever you want.
Oh, okay. I remember I went to, I thought I saw
my. I spent a lot of money on my Taylor Swift outfit.
It's, you should see him in that red lipstick. It's
good. Yeah.
All right. So, Hanging Chad, you had a quick one you wanted to say about that? Yes or no?
That one thing that I always wonder is about the standing up thing. Because, like, when you go to a concert, you feel the energy, you're singing along, like Billy's saying, and now you're standing up. But there's other people that are not standing up, and you feel bad because you're like, that's more you're blocking. Up.
Yeah.
True, or can't stand up. Like, that's standing up, I think, is a controversial one.
It depends on the venue, because if you go to a place like the Hard Rock
Hard Rock.
House of Blues, there, you know, in front of the stage, there are no seats. You have to stand up. Right. But then if you go to like a theater.
Stadium.
If you're in a stadium even, but and you're in the seats, not down on the floor of the.
What I'm trying to get is it making a rule. Not, you know, the rule, like, if you go to certain places where there are no seats, then you can't make that rule.
But right. If you have a seat, are you expected to sit?
Sit in. Yes.
Yeah.
I feel like there's got to be, people have to be courteous to the people around them. If everybody in your section has the spirit and they all want to stand up and everybody's okay with that, then fine. Okay, but if you have one person that's like, I'm 5'3" and I can't see anything. Can you sit down? Then sit your butt down.
Okay, what about singing? I can't sing, but I'm screaming out the blah, 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 and you're sitting next to me like I'm trying to hear Taylor Swift. Spike, no. You quit saying singing, Spike. That's too bad. That's okay?
No.
I think a lot of times the music's already so loud enough, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I agree with that. The singing part, singing, I don't care if it's out of key. You're with 10,000 other people enjoying it, and usually the artist is encouraging the singing from the crowd. So, no, everybody, you enjoy that. I just had the luck of the draw that I'm standing next to Tone Deaf Spike, but I'm still gonna sing out and be fun.
I just think that there are certain people who just sing all the time. Like, come on, just let's hear the song. Let's let them do it. Sometimes they just sing too doggone much. Right, and I know y'all gonna agree on this one. Bringing a sign and holding it up—that has to be.
No,
that's a huge no.
Sade,
you're standing Sade, with it, so not only is your body blocking, but now your stupid sign is.
Sade, will you marry me? Okay, that's no. I can't do that.
No.
What if she says yes?
Well, you should still be arrested for having that sign.
Yeah. And her show should be canceled from there.
Enjoy your life with Sade. You know, I'm very happy and proud that you met and married Sade, but you should be arrested for having that sign in her show.
She will need to come bail you out.
Yeah.
Y'all just can't let me have my fun. I can't.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
All right. Well, with that being said.
But I love that you're married to Sade. Can I meet her? I want to meet her. I love Sade.
Dude. Sade is like, you know, that's sexy time music.
That's my go-to.
I think, isn't it? So yes. Sleepy time music.
Yeah, either way. Sexy. Can I dress up like Sade?
Yes.
Sure.
Absolutely.
I want to see you with that long weave. Yes, absolutely. Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, this is not for your enjoyment. It's for my enjoyment, okay?
Oh, yeah. Totally.
But we'll enjoy it.
All right,
in a beautiful, slender, skin-tight dress and a really long weave. I want to see that. I need pictures.
Got it. It will happen. All right, so ladies and gentlemen, those are the do's and don'ts of going to a concert. I don't understand. We all had blanket yeses and blanket noes on some of those, although I'm not a fan of singing because I like to listen. But, you know, you neither here nor there. Everybody gets
it.
And I don't mind recording the doggone show because I do go back and watch them sometimes, you know. So yeah, I do. All right. So with that being said, it's time for us to go around the room and ask the resistance fighters what stuck with you. And we'll start out with you. Voice of Reason, what stuck with you?
That sometimes people are just graded on their popularity.
It's the call quality. It's that. All right. So, Ms. Billy, what stuck with you?
That Spike's drag persona is Sade.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Serious. Serious, really. Hanging Chad, what stuck with you today?
If you ride a horse naked and bareback, you're going to get erectitude.
Rectum, huh? Only two of them. All right. And with that being said, PWs, what's stuck you today?
If you pee on a banana, it'll help your azaleas.
Yes, that is so true. Okay, so I guess I have to filibuster until for another minute and a half. So,
oh yeah.
What stuck with me was the fact that I am the only great concert goer, that you should never get high on your own supply. That's Mr. Jerry Martin that.
Oh, don't get high on your own supply. Oh, who does that? Where they rhyme and they said, don't get high on your own supply.
Jesse Jackson?
Somebody like
there
that.
You go.
Yes. Don't get high on your own supply.
It sounds like the insurance, the general.
Or the car insurance?
Don't get high. Yeah. Don't get high on your own supply.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing. The general.
Lamont.
Yeah, well, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. And we're strong. Hope you guys enjoyed the show, because I did. I want to thank PW's Voice of Reason.
For being alive.
Yes, for not spilling bacon. For Voice of Reason, Billy, and Hanging Chad. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a Spike on the Mic show. Your number one award-deserving show. And we are out of this mother. One, two.